I'm not going to talk about this now because if you want to, I'm going to say next week in return of share. But phones are really, really bad, and we should put them away.
Yes.
Or break them. But it really is overtaking your life. I won't feel bad if I break your phone. Anyone else?
You would.
I won't feel bad. I won't feel bad. We're not going to talk about that. But phones are. Whatever. They're destroying everyone's lives. You know, right. Just as much my generation and the older generation and your generation. But okay. I don't know what you're talking about. All right. As you may be aware, I say may because you know we never know where anyone's head and mind is nowadays. We're in the middle of Elul. So Elul is a different time in, and we'll get to that in a moment. In other places versus the Leva Torah for good reason, but Elul is a serious time, and the Ikra Voda during this month is Hachana, is preparation, is preparing for what's coming up, Rosh Hashanah, then to Teres Mechuvah, then to Yom Kippur, and then ultimately to Ne'ilah. For anyone that's a football fan, I'm going to use him as an example. If you take Patrick Mahomes that is the man we're going to use. Patrick Mahomes is an unbelievably talented quarterback. If you're playing him the week before, he is giving defensive coordinators a fit. They are spending that entire week. They're not even thinking about sweeping on how to somehow contain this individual because it's practically impossible. But let's just say, for argument's sake, the defensive coordinator, like within Leva Torah, yeah, why not? Within Leva Torah, and it's like, you know, I'll just be lackadaisical about life and about, you know, everything, and I'm not going to prepare for Patrick Mahomes. What will happen is the Chiefs will get the ball and they will score every single time with Beyond Ease. Now, they may do that anyway, but there is no way they won't do that. But with preparation, it gives yourself a fighting chance. But without preparation, we're done. So during this month, you know, it's not anyone's fault in this room, including myself. Our Hebrew is not that good. Some, I'm sure our range of Hebrew is better. You know, so the Mini and I daven, a guy became an Abel a couple of months ago, and he told me he hadn't been a chazin ever. I'm like, oh God. We're not such a quick minion to start. I'm like, oh, this is going to be horrible. It's going to be like a 14 minutes, whether it's a shas. He's going to fumble through everything. But unbelievably, because, you know, he's in his 40s, he actually knows how to read Hebrew, because that used to be a thing. That's much less of a thing nowadays. So all of us included, our Hebrew ranges and levels is not great. Our reading's not great. Our understanding stinks. So we're going to come into Rosh Hashanah, and okay, maybe Azalea, you know, he's Sephardi, some of the Sephardi know Hebrew, some of them don't, but they definitely know what a grow goatee is, but who knows what else they know to do. But Azalea is going to come in, he's going to have like Rashimshin and Rav Eli, you're going to be like just blowing shofars in the middle of Sukkot Zimra, because that just seems like that's what goes on in Sephardi, Minyanim, Rosh Hashanah, there's a lot of shofar blowing, and it's not racist, it's just the Emes. It's just the Emes, it's not racist at all, it's just the Emes. So Azalea is going to come in, and he's going to be like, what am I saying? I have no idea what I'm saying. What am I doing here?
I'm lost.
I forgot from last year. If we go on tangents, you guys don't know how to handle it. It's going to be okay. We're shut up bed now. We're bigger boys now. We're on the size 6 diapers. We're bigger boys now.
That was just for balls to share.
Get out.
Not everyone else.
I'm being serious. So what's going to come in is going to be Rosh Hashanah, and we're going to have totally no clue what we're doing. Why are we here? What's going on? But if we spend the next, now it's only 3 weeks left, if we spend the next 3 weeks preparing, it gives us a much better chance and a much more meaningful opportunity. Not just, okay, receive from Koaz or Boaz or Ramon or whoever else, or Chazanim, we'll do beautiful tunes, we'll start jumping and dancing and singing, not really knowing what we're doing, but it's something that we will do, but it could actually be a meaningful experience. A couple of weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, my son and I head out to shul to learn Shabbos afternoon. It says on the schedule 5:15, this guy is speaking. 5:20, Zavos Sabanim. Okay, we get there like 5:17, this guy is speaking. I would say I should have realized quicker, but at like 5:55, it dawns upon me. Yeah, I don't think there's Zavos Sabanim, and this guy is going to be speaking till Mincha. And the guy spoke for an hour, and evidently the schedule was wrong, and Zavos Sabanim was the hour before. Okay, fine. It's not so relevant for now. But when the guy was speaking, and... You know, I'm like you. When I hear Hebrew, I look the other way. I think the other way. But there was something like, sometimes they have these Israelis, they speak so fast, like you don't even want to try to pay attention. And sometimes they speak so slow. So like, oh, it's pretty cool. Like, my Hebrew is amazing. I listen to every other word. And like, I know what the guy is saying because he's speaking so slowly. So the guy is talking about in Yeshiva Ofakim. It's down in the southern region. Natal's daughter actually went to seminary in that area, down in the southern region. So in Ofakim, the guys do something, which goes on in a lot of yeshivas. And I'm going to say this is going to sound crazy, but when I was trying to bet in this exact yeshiva, Rav Jake got up and actually told us to do this. So it's not so crazy, but it'd be crazy nowadays to do this. In Ofakim, Elul starts when Elul starts. Yom Kippur ends when Yom Kippur ends. And the guys do not leave yeshiva from Rosh Chodesh Elul till Yom Kippur. 40 days. I'd be like thinking right now, like, how am I supposed to do that? Like, my parents are here every day, and I got a wedding every other day, and I got my girlfriend in the Emek Rephaim I need to see, and I got to go out to Meat Bar, and I got a million things to do. Not leaving yeshiva for 6 weeks. These guys are mishugana, and I hadn't thought about that in years until, I'm there just hoping that the guy will end speaking so I can learn with my son. Because that I would enjoy. This I wasn't enjoying so much. But I'm like, wow, unbelievable. People still do that. Who knew? Who knew? Who knew? I get why that doesn't happen in Leva Torah. I get why Shana Aleph needs to do this teal and that teal and that teal. But I was telling Rav Boaz, he asked me what I'm going to speak about. I said a little bit of that idea. I'm like, because if we had Elul like they had in Ofakim, you know what happened in Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan? There'd be four guys still enrolled in the yeshiva with 53 staff members who would all have to be looking for new employment because no one would be able to handle that. But as a Shana Bet guy, it doesn't mean that we're at the Ofakim level, but we're at a little bit of a different level than Shana Aleph. So Shalom Rebbe. It doesn't even mean that we have to like stay in this entire time till Rosh Hashanah. But maybe, just maybe, for those of you that were here last year, at some point today, we don't have to complain. I can't believe it's not Tuesday nights off anymore. I can't believe we don't have Tuesday nights off. Don't even think about it. I know you want to. It's like when you're looking at the inappropriate picture and you gotta control the urge. Right now you gotta control it. Hold it in. Press hard, whatever you have to do to keep it in. I know, it's gonna be so hard. And the Shana Aleph guys will be like, oh my God, this has been brutal. We've been here for like 4 days and we're going on another Tiyul tonight and we don't have Tuesday. And we don't have Tuesday nights off? Oh my God, that is horrible. Not going out. Sneak out if you have to. But just don't talk about the entire time. I cannot believe that we don't have off anymore. Try to take a little bit of like, again, everything on our own levels. Whatever the level is, this is not Ofakim. Ofakim's a really, really serious, like, you feel it's like much different in their base. If we were to take a Tiul down to their base medrash today, we're gonna feel a lot different. There's so many people in this yeshiva. Even when it's like half empty, it's so full. But you'll feel a difference there. So on whatever that level is, so we're just making that level. We're not complaining that I don't even know, going to the Tiul tonight or if you're having the group therapy or going to the whatever exactly is happening. Maybe you even have off. I don't even know. Maybe you even have off. But whatever you have, don't complain. Oh, how good times were. How good times were. Every day in Shemona Esrei, we say the bracha, Shiveinu Avinu L'Sor HaSecha. We're asking for tshuva, and it's an interesting lashon. And then we say we're asking Hashem, bracha zev v'sev b'tshuva. Oh, shalom, shalom. Every day we're asking, it's very interesting that the words that we're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is He should return us to Torah. He should return us to Torah. It's because when we're really trying to do tshuva, I'm not Rav Jake if you're here for the first time. We're really trying to return ourselves to a life of Torah. That is our fullest. That's our fullest way of doing tshuva. That's our fullest way of being of breaking our broken kli. Whatever part of it is broken, it's returning us because what we are lacking is we're lacking a hasmada or an appreciation of Torah. And every day, hopefully, three times a day. We're saying that exact bracha. We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and specifically, it's during this month. It's during Elul where people try to be mechazik. When I first got to YU, I was like you guys. I didn't like new things. I like to complain. Also, plenty to complain. They had this rule in Elul. It was so annoying. They started Ma'ariv 15 minutes later. It was beyond annoying. They had a Musar Seder in a place that had nothing incorporated. So it just made night Seder later. Yet Ma'ariv ended later. It was so annoying. And I probably still think it was annoying. And I'll be honest with you, between you and me and the recording, almost every single night of my years there, I left at 9:58 and I went to find another place for the 10 o'clock Ma'ariv because I wasn't sticking around until 10:15. So I don't even know why I was complaining because it didn't really affect me because I didn't stay there. So I guess in theory all was well. But there was a Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Reichman. Anyone Torah Shraga last year? Okay. His son teaches it. No, you're just a Michla. Not even. I don't know. whatever the opposite of Mechala is. His son teaches in Torah Shraga, right? Reichman, who's now like very into Hasidus, so you wouldn't even notice that. But what he did when he was back in YU, and whatever year he was in YU, probably a long time ago, definitely a long time ago, he would, during that 15, 20 minutes every year during his time in YU, he would learn a new Masechta. He would finish a Masechta during that time. Because he understood, this is the time. We need to be Mechazik our Lima Torah. It might be for Moshe in Rishis Shir last year. Didn't even say hi to me one time last year. I didn't even say hi to him one time last year. Boshe, give me a pink slip. I should get fired for that. Busha. I'm an embarrassment. Yes. It might be that, you know, come the end of Cheshvan, come in the Kidlei Tevis, I'm so burnt out. You know, we've had like one full week of yeshiva, like, and we had to have like a barbecue of claws, we were all burnt out. Like, you know, it might get to that point, but during this time specifically, you can't get burnt out. There's something conceptual, it's conceptually wrong, because beginnings are always exciting, and you've literally been here for a week, so that's way, way, way too early in life to be burnt out. That's like during Sheva Brachos being like, well, I don't know how I'm going to do this marriage. You know, my poor boss, he's married 49 years. I'm like, wow, 49 years is a long time. I don't know how I'm going to do this, like during Shavuot. Okay, fine. You know, you get to a point. Whatever amount of time it is, you're like, wow, this is really a long-term commitment. This is tough. Okay, fine. Whatever it might be. But it shouldn't be like the first week. And it might be in 2 months, 3 months. But during this time specifically, to be mechazik our learning, whatever that is, and it was just starting with the basics. That's my morning seder, afternoon seder, and night seder. But really, really be mechazik. Don't think, oh, am I leva chayal? Or am I doing Rav Noam's crazy workout? And if you want to go running with me in the morning, you know, you're welcome to join me for those. Those are not intense workouts. Those are just, you know, I guess a stroll, a jog, whatever, a nine minute mile. That's what it is. So I don't know. You should be able to do that. You guys are young and in shape. If you can't do that, that's a bigger issue. But now is the time to really be, I'm all in, Kobe. You're all in. Kobe's a different guy than he was last year. I already pointed out to him. He's different. I went to a shir last week. I don't generally go to shirim, but the chiddush is I didn't fall asleep at any point during the shir. That was very impressive. I was impressed.
Who's shir?
Moshe Azoulay. So during the shir, they were talking about, that would be hard. Spardim and Hagim. It was exciting. During the shir, the Rabbi Aryeh Cohn, who's a Rebbe in DRS, he was talking about the concept of Hayom, just thinking about today. And it really dawned upon me how important that, like, we think so far ahead. And if you look at this year, whatever it is, January, March, June, Shana Gimel, Shana, whatever it is that, like, your life plan is and when you are ending here, at times it could be like, oh, there's so much I need to do between now and then. You know, I want to do this, that, and the other. You know, the other, I think about when Rav Natanel's son was very young, his oldest son was probably 7, 8 years old. This guy shows up to NCSY Kol, he's like, Rav Natanel's 8-year-old son, Yaki, what are your goals for Kol this summer? Chulin, Menachos, Shai Mikra, Vishtabrura, I don't know, whatever, you know, giving a whole grocery list of goals that he wanted to do. Okay, a lot of times we get trapped in that. We're thinking, there's so much I want to do. You go to the base medrash, like, you think about the Gaonim that we have in our base medrash, Rav Bagno, Rav Odesser, Rasif, Rav Shammai. You know how much are on our walls that they don't know? And then we look in this room. We ain't exactly Rav Akiva Akers in here. You know, we're not Rav Eliashiv. We're not Rav Chaim Kanievsky. We're Mark Merrill. You know, the rest of you, we're not. You know, you're all great, but we're not the Gedolei Ador, and that's totally fine, and we think so much, there's so much I want to do, and I'm not going to, how am I going to possibly do that? As we started before, we can't even read, we barely understand a word of Hebrew. It's not our fault. You know, grew up in America, that's, we're lucky we know English. You know, that's also dying down there. You know, we're leaving not knowing English and Hebrew. It's a big problem. It's one thing we didn't know Hebrew. Now we don't know English. So it's not our fault. We don't know anything. And there's so much I want to do. Remember, Noah's, we should all be zochah that friendship like Noah and Noah. I don't know, I'm assuming it's still there. That was one of the most special bonds. It's like watching Rav Jacob and Rav Natanel together. You ever see them together? Like, yeah. Stop learning to look at them. That's like, it's real friendship. And when Noah Levine made his CM during the independent study of Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in, on the McClan. And talking about, like, I didn't know if I was going to get here. But every day, a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. Hayom, hayom, hayom. Don't, Moshe, don't think about June. Azulai, don't think about, you know, the last stop of Baba Kama. Think about today. Think about today. Yud Elul. Think about Yud Elul. Whatever it is I need to do today. Don't think about, there's so much. If you think about that, what's going to happen? Two things are going to happen. You're going to do nothing, and you're going to be like, wow, this is a really, really depressing world. Like, there's so much, you know, there's so much I want to do. And I think it's crazy I can run, because I was a completely out of shape person. I had my fourth kid. I had one day, I thought, this is like crazy, four kids. I don't know, people have 10 kids? I don't know, people have 4 kids. I don't have 1 kid. And I was like going crazy. I'm like my wife, I'm going for a run. I think she laughed. I'm a 33 at the time year old person. I never run probably more than a half a block. I start running, and I do like a half a mile. I'm like, wow, half a mile. No, not so good. And then after, I tell myself, like, I don't know if I'm going to ever get good at this, but I'm not run, stop. You watch those people, like, okay, stop pretending like you're so fast. I just saw you. We're doing the same loop. You were walking for like a half, for like 10 minutes. Stop trying to pretend that, like, you're such a big hotshot here. Like, I'm only running, and if I have to stop, I have to stop. And I, somehow, you know, between and, you know, before, like, I was pretty hot on Rafi Chemin, so it's hard to go in the summer when it gets warm out. But every single day, I'm able to get out there and we do more than a half a mile. I have no, and why are they able to do that? Because I wasn't thinking about in October when I started, what am I going to be in September? Am I going to be in a year from now a guy who can run 4 or 5 miles and not literally feel like I need a cardiologist with me on the spot because I'm about to have a heart attack and they're going to have to rush me to the hospital? Like, the scariest thing of living in Ramat Beit Shemesh is, like, you're a half hour away from the closest hospital, and it's like you have to have, like, open, like, they're going to do it in the Hatzalah car. It's like the scariest thought in the world. And somehow, I wasn't thinking about that. I'm like, October 28th, what can I do today? October 29th, October 30th. Just think that way. Just think about today. I need to accomplish whatever I need to accomplish today. I don't have to think about, everything. Just think about that today. Am I going to be able to stay in Rajik Shem? Am I going to go to Rav Yisrael? Am I going to go to Paltiel? Am I going to go to Rav Shimshon? I don't know. It'll only be a matter of time before it becomes the norm that Shana Bel. Yeah, I'll go to Shana Alf Shir and, like, you know, whatever Shir I want to, because, like, you know, I have to be in a different Shir every single day. I haven't been Yotze. You know, we have a Chiyav Doraisa put on film. I have a Chiyav Doraisa to be in a different Shir every day. You know, whatever it is, just focus that day. Like, don't think about, oh, am I going to try something else out tomorrow? I'm just thinking about today. And if we do that, and we do that every day now, today, tomorrow, the next day, the day after, what's going to happen is we're going to come into Rosh Hashanah and we're going to be prepared. Because we're not thinking right now, wow, Rosh Hashanah in 3 weeks, that's like really, really scary. I don't know the word. Or Yom Kippur, like, oh my gosh, I get the, you know, the biggest musr you get during the year is not hearing a musr shmooze. It's when you get to Yom Kippur, that Erev Yom Kippur at Mincha, and you start looking through the Al Chais, if you haven't done it before, you're like, wow, the same exact thing as last year. I still do this. I still do that. I'm no better than this. I'm no better than that. I'm running to do this Isser. I'm doing this. Like, what is going on here? That's a big thing. But if every day until Yom Kippur, it's a month from now, every day you're worrying about today, and I'm focusing and growing today, then when Yom Kippur comes, you're not going to be that same person you were last year. You're not going to be that same person you are today. But if right now I think, okay, I got to get to Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur is going to come and it'll be beautiful. The Avi will be beautiful. And you'll tell your mother, your grandmother, your girlfriend, your aunt, your cousin, your brother, you know, whoever, Noah Levine, whoever it's going to be. Yom Kippur was amazing in Leiv HaDorah. I don't know anyone could be anywhere else. Am I any different? No, but it was amazing. It was so beautiful. We sang Mara Cohen so nice. I took off my Crocs. I was jumping up. And, you know, the guy next to me didn't even see the hole in the bottom of my sock. It was amazing. I'm not any different. Yeah, I have holes in the bottom of my sock. I'm not any different. Probably you don't have any other pair. What are you going to do? I got to, you know. What are you going to do? But I'm not really any different. But if I only think today, Hayom, what am I doing today that I'm going to be different than when tomorrow morning I'm putting on tefillin? I didn't put it on like I put on yesterday. Because it's different. There's fire. I woke up. It's not like, you know, we'll conclude with this. But, like, I didn't wake up being half dead. I woke up as a real person. When I was in NYU, I got a ride with someone once. I fall asleep when I drive, and I drive fast. I know, like, scary driving. But this guy was driving the first half hour asleep. But not like I'm like, he was asleep. He was like, he literally looked like he was dead and asleep. It was mom was the scariest thing ever. And like, we go through that all the time. Come down to shop. Is he even my muckum? Why am I sitting on Ozzy's lap? Like, I don't even know what I'm doing. Cause there's no cognitive, but no! I'm focusing on making today Yud Elul the best day Yud Elul can possibly be. And then Yud Aleph Elul tomorrow, Wednesday, I know, the long Shir Shul Yom is a hard day. We want to sleep in on Wednesday, you know, so long. And then with Dovin and probably a little, and Kaddish, oh my God. Horrible. I want my pancakes already. We're gonna be different. But if we're just thinking the end, we're thinking that end goal, whatever that is, the army, university, college, Hask, whatever we're doing in the summer, not going to chicken's nest, whatever it is we're doing in the summer, if we're just thinking about that, it's not gonna change. It's not gonna change. Focus on Hayom. Only make the most of today. Make the most of every day. And you'll see substantial difference. It won't be, and we'll have setbacks. You know, he was, we dealt with each other a lot of months last year. You know, we deal with setbacks. Setbacks aren't always a bad thing.
I didn't have any setbacks last year.
Yeah, not any. You know, yeah.
It was developments.
No. We didn't have any setbacks. We didn't have any setbacks. Setbacks are normal. Setbacks happen in life. But we have to become stronger. We have to figure out a way that, okay, this isn't how I want it to be. But every day is fire. Every day is excitement. This is man. Yeah, we're not Ofakim. We're not, you know, how am I? Any one of you tell me, you know, I didn't leave Yeshiva Ramat Beit Shemesh one time from now, Yud Tishrei, until Moshe Yom Kippur, after Yom Kippur, after Elah, get on that bus, go to Elah. And you stay here that whole month? You know, I'll give you the biggest pat on the back. Unbelievable. But I understand that's not what we are. And that's fine. And that's totally, totally fine. But what we all are, because we're all here, we all came back for a second year, we all switched in, and whatever it is, you could have done the army already, like you're here, you want to learn, we're all B'nai Aliyah. We're all trying to rise above. And we're going to do that by every day maximizing the day.
Mine.